Hello.
Welcome.
It's the Castly Podcast. It's episode two.
The second one out of both of them.
Episode junior.
One be episode junior? I don't know.
No,
you're right.
Yeah. Come on, Maya.
You're right.
So at the time you're listening, you know who the new president of the United States is.
We, in don't. The past,
do please warn us. Please either warn us or congratulate us. I don't know.
Yeah.
Take that as you will. But be right.
Be right. Be good. Don't be racist, homophobic, sexist.
And you still don't know which presidential candidate we're talking about.
Ooh, that's the tea, sis.
Oh.
So has anything been going on?
It was Halloween on Saturday.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. What did you guys do?
Mason, I hung out with Jack.
Did you dress up?
I did eyeliner and I put lashes on for the first time since June, and I wore a black clothes, kind of. I had blue jeans on, and I wore a black halo that I got at Party City for $5.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Cute. So what were you?
A dark angel.
Yeah, dark angel.
Maya, did you do anything?
We had a contest at work to see who can decorate their doors best of their department, and we won. And so
yeah, I saw the videos. They were so
pretty
cute.
Cool.
Yeah, they were good.
So we won $100 and we're using it to buy Christmas decorations. and then we had a costume contest. I was Wednesday Adams. We did not win that.
You looked super cute.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you did.
You and your friend.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. And then I went skydiving on Halloween.
Oh my gosh. Tell us all about it.
That's the scariest of all.
We've been waiting to talk about it.
Everything really slowly happened until the whole waiting process takes forever, and the training. Nice.
Macy.
But then right when you get your harness on and get on the plane, it happens in 2 seconds and you don't have time to be nervous.
Oh,
so it was really fun.
That's good.
It was really, really
fun. I feel like if it's going to happen, I can't be nervous. They can't give me time to be nervous or else I won't do it.
The whole elevation, getting up to elevation part, that was a little nerve wracking. And then when they open the plane door.
Oh my gosh.
But then after that, it's fine. When you're falling, it's fine.
So was there ever a moment in your head when you were should I go skydiving? Should I not?
Oh, no. I was 100% ready for it. I've been waiting to do it since I was 18. I wanted to do it for my birthday. Aww. But I just never had anyone to go with. And then finally, I had an excuse.
I feel skydiving is always something that's on somebody's bucket list. And I'm why?
It was so much fun. You should do it.
Why not?
I've been thinking maybe I could do it, but then anytime I get in a situation that's way less stressful than skydiving, it's
But that's the purpose of it, because you're putting yourself in that situation, and that's what's different.
Yeah.
I knew what I was doing.
My biggest dream, all I want to do is go on a hot air balloon.
Oh, that'd be fun. I feel
that
that's scarier
fun.
Than...
Remember the hot air balloon that went up and then came back down and nobody was in it?
What?
That's
no?
A little spooky.
What are you talking about?
There's
that's our next story.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
I expect to hear that from you, Macy, next week.
Sounds good.
Okay.
It's a 5-minute story that they just got dropped off. And then...
Yeah. So they went up and no one came down. All right. Next episode.
Yeah.
So there's this company right by where I live, probably down the street, and they do hot air balloon tours. So in the summer and the early spring, every single day I see hot air balloons, and they're so close. Sometimes they're floating right above my neighborhood.
Oh my gosh.
And it's so cool, and I want to do it.
I feel if you're going to do
expensive.
It though, don't do it on Montana.
Hey Connor, are you
Paris.
Listening?
He's not.
No, Montana would be pretty to do it over.
Yeah,
yeah, no, there's
seen
the
Montana.
Right,
that's true.
Not from a bird's eye view.
True.
You've never
Connor
been on a plane?
Connor also refuses to do it. He has looked up the statistics of the people that have died from it, and he's like, no, it's terrifying.
I was gonna,
he sounds like a loser.
Molly, if I come down in the summer, if me and Maya come down in the summer, we should do it.
Yes. Yes, and we'll bring a picnic basket.
Yes.
A picnic basket.
And we'll post pictures on our Ghastly Instagram for everybody to just, they can live through us.
Yeah, so go ahead and follow us.
Yeah, wow. Perfect.
Shameless plug.
Yeah. So I feel like, oh, okay, there was also one other thing I've been waiting to talk to you guys about. Have you watched on Netflix Secrets of the Saqqara Tomb?
No. I've never even heard of that.
So, okay, so it like just came out. It's like a documentary, and it is about this tomb that was found in Egypt underground, I think.
I heard about it.
Uh-huh. It's like a complete tomb, and it has not been touched by human hands. It has not been raided or anything.
Oh, I have heard about that.
Yeah, since like, I don't know.
It was
before
created,
BC. It's like in BC times.
I heard about it, but I didn't hear about the documentary about it. Now I should watch
it. It's on Netflix, yeah. I think it's like a Netflix documentary. Oh my gosh, it was incredible. It's amazing. I love underground things. I love anything
that creeps me out.
So watch it. Also, another thing that I loved about it, without it spoiling anything, everyone that was like involved in the project, like from the people that were like, what's it called, researching it to people that were translating like the hieroglyphics, just to like the people that worked on the site and were digging, they love everything about it. Like, they get so excited.
Oh, I love that.
It's amazing.
And it's like,
this is incredible.
They've lived their whole lives for that. It's like, so all cute. They want to, they're like, oh man, what if one day I would find a tomb underground? And then they did.
Like, yeah, there's just like parts where they're just like digging in separate areas, and they find like a little piece of a statue, and they're like, I'm the first one to touch this in 2,000 years.
That's pretty cool, though, if you think about it. That is cool. Sick.
Yeah, so everyone go watch that. I mean, it took me a couple days to watch it because I normally only watch TV, like, when I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, me too.
So that and the octopus show on Netflix.
My octopus teacher. I turned it on and I was like, okay, this is boring.
No. It's so cool. Watch it.
Isn't that My Octopus Teacher? Isn't that like an anime?
No, that is.
My Hero Academia.
No. It's not. No, it's not. My Hero Academia is different. The one where the octopus is their teacher and he's like teaching them.
No, wait, I watched that one. Yes. I watched that one.
My something about an assassin.
I'm going to look it up.
Because he is like trying, he said like, oh, if you guys kill me before I leave.
Yeah, because he's like indestructible, basically.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. I think Molly
Anime
talked about it one time.
Octopus teacher.
Yeah, that's all you need to search.
Assassin teacher, something about that.
Assassination classroom.
That's it. Yes.
Should I watch it?
Yes.
The only anime I've watched and I never even finished was Death Note, and that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. My Hero Academia is really good. I don't really watch anime,
My Hero Academia.
I love that one.
Huh.
I watched Assassination Classroom. That was probably the first anime I watched.
I remember you talking about it before.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago. My previous roommate and I think we Googled like weirdest animes, and that was on there, and we were like, let's watch an anime.
It was pretty good, though, to be honest.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah.
You just have to get past the whole it's an anime part.
That's totally fine for me now. I don't even feel.
At first it was a thing for me, but yeah, now I'm just like, it's just a show.
It's just a show. It's an interesting show. And
it is.
Yeah. Okay, well, watch Secrets of the Saqqara
too. I will. I'm currently
My Octopus Teacher.
I'm currently watching Supernatural from the beginning right now. I think there's like 15 seasons, and I think I ended up making it to like season 8 or 9 before and then just stopped watching. That's how I do with a lot of TV shows. I don't know why. I did this with Grey's Anatomy. I did this with Parks and Rec. I do it with almost every TV show I watch. Mm-hmm. I just watch religiously for a few seasons and then just stop watching. And I don't know why, but I'm restarting Supernatural, giving it a fresh start. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of loving it again.
Come back in a few months when she's watching something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, Supernatural is one show I could never get behind. It just seems so cheesy.
It is so cheesy, but I love it.
Yeah.
I remember. I think I didn't finish watching, but I got caught up, and it was the last episode of season 8, and then I just haven't watched it since.
Yeah, I remember every time I would watch it around you, Molly, you're like, why are they faking deep voices? Because there's always, like, it sounds like it, but that
no,
really
I
is
stand
their
by
voice.
That. No, it's not. Bullshit. It's not their voices.
Anyway, Sam and Dean, I forgot both of your real names, if you're watching this.
Jensen Ackles, and then someone else.
And
the guy from Gilmore Girls.
I used to know this. I used to know everybody's real name.
I feel like I would even know it. Wait, which one is Jensen? Short hair
Dean.
Or long hair?
Short Dean. Hair. Sam's always been my favorite, not gonna lie.
No, I had
a
huge
a
crush.
Girl.
Yeah, you
huge
were.
Huge crush on
that.
Jensen Ackles.
What's his name?
I'm looking it up.
Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Who's your guys' like, not just right now, but like throughout your youth?
Ian Harding.
Who's your weirdest celebrity crush?
Oh, I can't answer that right off the bat.
I know who Macy's is. Wait, I want to say Macy's.
I know Macy's.
Two that you guys may have forgotten about. The first
I did not. No, I want to say it. I want to say it.
I'm going to say it.
I want to say it.
No, I want to say it. Ryan from Sharpay's brother from High School Musical. And
that's
let me tell you,
say.
Wait for it. Molly, you never, might have never noticed this. That's what Jack looks like.
Yes.
Oh my God.
We did a side-by-side comparison. And oh my gosh.
They look the exact same.
It's
and then the other
scary.
One was Fox from Super Smash Bros.
Yep, I remember that one.
But
yeah.
That's
I
not
mean,
that weird.
Yeah.
Okay,
look
I guess
at him.
I have two. Yeah, I have two. That reminded me. Okay, mine, I kind of still stand by this.
I'm going to be mad if you say the same one that I'm about to say. Is he a cartoon?
You're definitely not.
Okay.
Well, one of mine is a cartoon.
Okay.
One of them. I don't know why. I think it's the voice. David Spade.
Ew.
No. Wait. Not David Spade. Wait.
What?
David
wait,
Spade?
Wait, hold on. No. Not David Spade.
We're leaving
not
that
David
in.
Spade. Not David Spade. James Spader.
I don't know who that is.
Let me look up a picture. James.
David Spade.
Not David
Spade. Oh,
ew.
Molly,
ew.
Robert California from
Robert
California. That's what I knew.
Ew,
yeah.
Molly, you're gross.
I know.
Yeah,
he's from Blacklist though, and Blacklist was a really good show.
Yeah. I haven't watched that. I started the first episode.
It's really good.
I think me too. My other one is Kovu from The Lion King 2.
Okay, I don't think mine are as weird as your guys's.
Okay.
Okay, so two cartoons.
David Spade.
Not David Spade. Okay, so mine are, I have two cartoons, and I can probably think of someone later that I had a crush on.
Okay,
so Danny Phantom.
Oh,
fair.
That's not weird.
Fair.
Oh. That's not weird.
And then Ben 10.
Why was I thinking Ben 10 when Molly was going to say something? I was like, she's going to say Ben 10.
And I still stand by it. They are both, goodness.
I feel like a psychic right now. Also, Molly, I thought you were gonna save yourself after you accidentally said David Spade, but you didn't.
No,
yeah, that's true.
Okay.
His voice, though,
listen,
he does have a nice voice.
I think that's what it is.
But it's not like, ooh, I like your voice. It's like, oh, cool voice.
It's intriguing. It draws you in.
Wait, Molly, you never told us about your Halloween though.
So for my Halloween, I did have plans. I was just gonna like probably go to a bar or something with Connor, and I was really excited because I love Halloween and I was gonna dress up and everything. Mm-hmm. Because Halloween was on a Saturday and I normally have the weekends off, and then my work schedule changed.
Aww.
And I worked both Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, no.
Sunday at 8 a.m.
That
so,
sucks.
Yeah, I did not do anything. But I did get Halloween stickers for my cashiers to hand out to kids at work.
That's good. That's cute.
I accidentally covered somebody's shift on Halloween because they said, you work 11 to 1 on Halloween. Can you switch this? I thought they said, can't you work? I thought they asked if I could take their shift on 11-1. So I ended up working.
Mace.
I ended up working 4 to 7:30 on Halloween, which is like a short shift, but it was just like late.
Yeah,
but it was okay.
That's funny.
And I'm really not that upset that I couldn't do anything because I probably wouldn't have ended up doing anything anyway because of coronavirus.
You're right.
True. I was gonna say you were gonna go to a bar.
Yeah, I mean, because for a while, like when I was planning it.
Is it the one by your apartment though?
No, it was going to be one like downtown, but we were kind of talking about it a month or two in advance because I love Halloween and it got, cause things were good for a while in our state, mm-hmm. but they're not anymore.
Yeah, same so with Washington.
Probably wouldn't.
Texas is always bad, or at least Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I just worked. So next year I'm going to go all out though.
That's what they always say.
We're going to have Corona next year, too. It's never going to go away. Because
on that note, let's talk about murder.
Because London just went into another lockdown.
I thought we were
going to. So did Belgium.
But if we, there's, I don't. Nobody's going to listen. It's like. Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, on that note.
Mm-hmm. On that
Molly's
note,
Molly's going this week.
Guys, it's my episode. So our first episode, we just did, each of us did a little one. From now on, it's, I feel like, mostly going to be one person per episode.
Right.
So we can mm-hmm. really get a deep dive into a case. And it's not so all over the place. But I don't know.
Our intros will be all over the place, but that's it.
Yeah. We might have some stuff in the works for like fun stuff where we all do a little something something. So this week is going to be my week because
Molly's
no
week.
One else was prepared.
Hey.
We were prepared.
You don't have to call us out.
We had stories, just not very long.
Yeah. I did not have any story. I had what I was going to do my story on, but I hadn't written any of it.
Okay, well, I had a story, just wasn't long enough.
And I had a story and no notes, so after we decided it was me, I wrote it real quick.
Nice.
And but
so this is quality podcasting right here.
Quality. We are professionals.
Quality.
So mine, I had never heard about before, again. And I think I found it on like a BuzzFeed or Ranker article. I found it a long time ago before we even did the first one, and it just stuck with me ever since. So I was like, this is for sure going to be like my first big case. So this is, let me know if you guys have heard of it before.
Okay, I get so excited.
The Hello Kitty murder.
I knew, Molly, I literally knew you were going to say that.
No way.
No, she didn't.
Molly, no, I'm not kidding, because I found it on TikTok. Somebody's talked about it. And because it's like people being like, oh, me being unbothered by like true crime, da da da. And then they like talk about the one case that's ruined them.
It was
and
the
it
Hello
was this
Kitty
one.
Case?
So I looked it up and it was on my list and now I can't do it. But I read like. Like less than a paragraph of what it was. I just know like the crime, and I'm not gonna say anything else. But I don't know like a lot.
I've heard of
it,
but I don't know what it is.
Okay,
I'm excited.
I don't think I had ever heard of it before, so I guess you guys are just better fans than I am.
Fake fan.
So, I always kind of have a problem with murders or crimes that have names like this, like the Hello Kitty murders, like. There was a real person involved in this, so I'm...
Yeah.
Oh my god, he just jumped on my floor. Hold on.
Also, why Hello Kitty? That creeps me out a little bit.
Just wait for it,
I don't
Maya.
Like it. I remember, like, finding out why at one point, and I totally forgot.
Okay, sorry. My gecko just jumped on the floor. So, I have him now. He's safe. So, I want to say... I'm going to call it by the victim's name. So, this is the murder of Fan Mon Yi. Also, I apologize if I pronounced names wrong. This case takes place in Hong Kong. I'm not from Hong Kong, but I'm going to do my best. So,
yeah, the names are tough.
Yeah, and honestly, they're not that tough. It's just there's always that doubt in my mind, which is like, oh, maybe this is pronounced differently than I would
right.
read it as an American. Anyway, so this case, so it takes place in the 90s in Hong Kong, the late 90s. Hong Kong in the 90s. There was a lot going on in this time for Hong Kong. It was the transfer of power. So Hong Kong originally, well, I guess not originally, but at one point in time was owned by the UK. They were part of the United Kingdom. And in the 90s, it was transferred to China, which makes sense because it's in Asia. The border is connected to it at China. So it was just, obviously, it's still a big change and there's a lot going on, like politically, emotionally, socially. It was just like lots of chaos and there were protests and all kinds of things going on at this time. And one thing that was also going on in the midst of all of this was the triads. I don't know if you guys have heard of that before or are familiar with the triads. Uh-huh. It's basically a gang, but it's not just like a single gang. There's like organizations in Taiwan, Macau, and Hong Kong. That's kind of like the three main areas that they're in. It's kind of similar to like the Yakuza in Japan, which is, I guess, a little...
Continue.
Continue. I just want to know, did you lean into your microphone
No.
or lean away from it?
I didn't do either. I just stood okay. Still. And now Macy's coughing again.
I have a tickle in my throat.
Hold on, let me grab Katsu. He was exploring a little too far. So the triads, they're just a gang that was like kind of involved in drug trafficking. They were involved in fraud, money laundering, smuggling, prostitution, anything illegal that you can think of, the triad was involved in. They're actually, I think, like still around to this day. I think the most recent kind of big thing they had was, in 2012, and four triad members were arrested for healthcare fraud, which I didn't even know was a thing. But yeah, so they're still kicking it today, and one interesting thing I found about the triads was, so they have like a power structure, so like. Like, you know how when Dwight is trying to take control of the office and he makes, like, a power structure?
And he ends up being his own assistant?
Yeah, basically. But they have, like, a power structure as well. And so different members in different, like, areas have names. And the head of it is called the Mountain Master or the Dragon Head.
I'm getting that tattooed on my face.
Mountain Master.
So some other ones are the Vanguard, the Deputy Mountain Master.
What?
Or the assistant to the regional manager.
Yeah, basically.
There's like an Incense Master, a White Paper Fan, a Red Pole.
That's sick.
Straw Sandal.
It's kind of scary.
49ers, which I swear was something else.
Huh.
Yeah.
And like Blue Lanterns. So they're all like, those are like uninitiated members, ceremonies officers. It's a full on like office structure. So triads, very organized, very involved. And they are involved in this case.
I was going to ask that.
I'm not just talking about them just because.
Okay, now the case.
No, not yet. I have one more thing I wanted to say about the triad. So I found this quote on Wikipedia and I thought it was just crazy. So I wanted to read this quote about the triads. and it's about like their initiation. And so they have ceremonies, of course, because it's a group. It's like a, like when you make a clubhouse and you're like, no boys allowed. So this quote says, "A typical ceremony takes place at an altar dedicated to Guan Yu with incense and an animal sacrifice, usually a chicken, pig, or goat. After drinking a mixture of wine and blood, in parentheses, from the animal or the candidate..."
What?
Is it like they don't know, or like...
It wasn't clear.
It's an either-or kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, either you choose or someone... the Dragonhead Mountain Master chooses? I don't know. So it says, "After drinking a mixture of wine and blood, the member passes beneath an arch of swords while reciting the triad's oaths. The paper on which the oaths are written will be burnt on the altar to confirm the member's obligation to perform his duties to the gods. Three fingers of the left hand are raised as a binding gesture."
Which three fingers? Very,
it didn't say. I thought the same thing. Huh. Yeah. So
I thought you were going to say they cut them off.
I thought you were going to say that too, to be honest.
Yeah. So very similar to like the American political system.
Yeah. Pretty close. No.
Okay. So now like actually diving in, you have that background now. You know what the climate is like in Hong Kong. It's stressful. It's chaotic. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of crime. And a lot of change. So now we're in the late 90s. Let's introduce ourselves to a man named Chan Manlock. Chan is 34 years old. He is a self-proclaimed drug lord and a triad gang member. So he's into all this. He had something to do with either animal blood or his own blood. It's
to have something to do with what?
Animal blood or his own blood, like the okay. initiation.
Right. I didn't hear that.
He's full on in there. He's a triad member. He had a couple friends that were also triads that he would hang out with a lot. Their names are Xing Cho and Wai Lung. So these are kind of going to be recurring characters in our story, so remember their names.
Okay.
They were, like I said, he was a drug lord, so he was involved in like drug trade. He was involved in sex trafficking. Not him himself, but in the prostitution of sex workers. And he, one of his hangout places was the Romance Villa in Kowloon, Hong Kong. He would go there often, and one day he was there and he met one of the hostesses, who was Fan Man Yi. And this is in 97. So Fan Man Yi is 21 years old at the time. She was born in 1976, and she had been a nightclub hostess there for a bit now. She ended up there after getting involved in drugs in her youth. She had a really troubled childhood. Apparently, like, her family just abandoned her. She was kind of left to her own devices, and she ended up at this girls' home. It was referred to as a girls' home, but it is called Ma Tao Wai. And all the articles that I read about it just mentioned it in passing, so I was kind of trying to figure out, like, what is Ma Tao Wai?
Yeah.
And it seems to be, like, a juvenile detention center, but it also kind of seems like a place for undocumented immigrants, so it wasn't super clear, but what I'm assuming is she ended up there probably after, like, getting in trouble with the law as a youth on the street with no family. Like, of course you'll end up somewhere like this. And so she spent her childhood there after being abandoned by her family.
Yeah.
And as an adult, she, like, kind of... she did get involved in drugs. it seems like crystal meth was her drug of choice, which is a tough thing to be addicted to, I would imagine. So she kind of had to turn to, like, sex work to fund her addiction. So she was kind of doing that for a while. She did meet a man and get married to him when she was in, like, her really early 20s. But that marriage didn't go so well. Her husband was also addicted to drugs. Mm. They did have a child together. And the marriage just didn't last. So at this point in time, in 97, she's working at the Romance Villa. And she meets Chan Man Lok. So they're not like friends or anything, but he just visits there often with some of his friends, and she works there a lot. So they just, they know each other. And it seems like at some point he kind of tries, he gets her involved in sex work. So that's kind of where their connection is. And one day, she steals his wallet, and it has $4,000 in there. And why she did it, I don't know. I mean, she might have needed money for
desperate times,
groceries, or yeah, or
right.
I mean,
she had a kid.
She had a kid, or it could have been. I mean, when you have an addiction, you you look for ways to
feed that addiction. Like,
feed that addiction. So who knows what it was for. She stole his wallet. And you shouldn't steal wallets from a triad member. So he finds out.
Or anyone.
Her. Oh, yeah. Not anyone. So he finds out it's her. And she's like, look, I'll pay you back. She pays him back. And he's like, no, no, no. I need you to pay me back with interest.
Oh.
So she says, okay, I will pay you back with interest. So he pays her, or she pays him $10,000 in addition to that $4,000.
Fair.
So, you know, in anyone else's book, that would be a paid off
debt. More than enough.
Yeah. For Chan, it is not paid off. He says, okay, I want another $16,000.
Jeez.
And she's like, I don't have another $16,000. I just gave you $14,000. So he says, okay, you can work for me. And working for him entails being a sex worker.
Right.
So she doesn't really have the option to say no, so she says, okay. And then it seems like Chan changes his mind. So his two friends that I mentioned earlier kidnap her from her apartment. And I guess they just decided, hey, instead of getting her to pay us back, we're just going to torture her.
All right.
So
I don't know if those two things go together, but I mean,
you know, I don't think so either, but I guess that's how it goes.
I guess so.
So over the next month,
oh jeez,
they tortured this woman.
Aww.
They, I'll just say it right now. This is going to be graphic. If you're not comfortable with that, I'm not sure what you're doing here. But
skip, skip, skip.
But yeah, it's time to go.
Now's your chance to skip. It's not super clear everything they did to her, because after they found her body, they couldn't tell.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
They couldn't even tell how she died.
Oh no.
But a few things that we do know what happened to her was she was kicked. She was hit. She was tied to the ceiling by her wrists. She was forced to eat human feces.
She
was treated worse than dirt. She was treated not even human for a month.
Yeah.
I just want you guys to think about, okay, I don't think what were about you it. Doing no. last month?
I don't know.
What's my exact birthday was last month today.
Oh.
That seems like forever ago.
Yeah, it does. Well,
happy birthday. Here we are again, Macy, talking about your birthday.
I'm going to bring it up every month.
So a month is a long time is basically the point I'm trying to make. A month ago, let's see, I was desperately searching the internet trying to find something to buy for Macy for her birthday. So she spent that month being horrifically tortured. And the participants were Chan himself and his two friends and Chan's girlfriend.
What?
I don't know why I always get so disappointed when another woman's involved.
Yeah.
It's like,
It's not good. So Chan's girlfriend, we don't know her real name, but they refer to her as Afong. And the reason we don't know her real name is probably because she's 13 years old.
That's disgusting. And how old is the main guy?
34.
Ew!
Okay.
Yeah. So, Chan, not a great guy. You can't really blame this girl as much because obviously there's other things going on in her life.
She's being manipulated. For
sure. She still participated. 13. She's 13. She still participated, but you've got to assume there's some abuse going on there.
Right.
So, she made a few statements, and that's how we kind of know what happened to her, is because Afong had mentioned that she witnessed Chan and his little buddies kicking her, and she was like, oh, I went over and just started hitting her. And when she was asked why, she was like, I thought it was just, like, it was supposed to be for fun.
Aww.
So that is how Fan Man Yi spent the last month of her life. This young woman, she's 23 at the time.
Oh, no.
She's a mother. She is just a person trying to live her life.
Yeah.
And the absolutely, like, deplorable state of her life in this last month. It's so sad. You can see pictures of the apartment that this took place in, and it's trashed, it's disgusting, it's dirty, but it's also where you can see it got its name, the Hello Kitty murders, because there is Hello Kitty, what's the word, like,
memorabilia,
yeah, just scattered throughout the apartment, which is super weird. So, after Fan Men Yi passes away, probably as a result of her injuries, because they never beat her so hard that she was in, like, a life-threatening state, but over time.
I was gonna say, but one month of that.
Yeah.
And if she hadn't been kidnapped, she wouldn't have been dead, so.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they're still murderers, regardless. But one day, she does pass away from her injuries, and they dismember her body. Their solution was, these geniuses, these absolute geniuses, they think, well, dead corpses, they smell pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And it's an unmistakable dead body smell.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get rid of the smell?
Perfume.
Let's cook her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, I did not hear about that part.
So they boil her body on the stovetop. And this isn't like a quick process. This takes a while because it's an entire human body. And so it's like reported that they sometimes had their dinner cooking right next to her.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes they would, you know, like, stir their food, and it was with the same utensils that they were using to stir this poor woman's body.
Oh my gosh.
And they kind of like bag up her organs, her entrails, and they just kind of try to hide it throughout the apartment or outside of the apartment, and they try to get rid of as much evidence as they can, and they're like, all right, well, that happened. Let's continue on with our lives, which they do for a bit until Ah Fong is plagued nightly by these awful nightmares, and she is convinced that Fan Man Yi's ghost is haunting her.
Probably.
Which she probably is. Yeah.
Yeah, let's be honest.
She's probably haunting all of them, but this 13-year-old girl is the only one with a conscience, apparently. So she goes to the police, and she says, she tells them this story. She's like, I am having these nightmares of this woman. She's being tortured. She's being abused. And the only way for her to leave me alone, to stop haunting me, is for me to come to you. And the police, I mean, I guess understandably at first, they're like, yeah, okay, girl.
Right.
They're like, you need some professional help, but we don't know what we're supposed to do here. But luckily, they do decide to look a little bit into it, and they see that Ah Fong does have some connection to gangs and to, like, drug trafficking and stuff. So they're like, okay, maybe there's something to what this girl's saying. So they go to the apartment that she told them about, and they know instantly something happened here. And they do a full investigation. They take the three men that she told about, which was Chan and his two triad buddies, and they take them into custody, and they start to do a thorough search of the apartment, which is filthy, it's disgusting, and there's Hello Kitty stuff everywhere, so obviously something weird is happening here. So they're looking around, and right off the bat, they can't really, like, find any evidence that there was a woman murdered there, but as they start to dig deeper, they find a tooth, they find out the window, this wasn't a first floor apartment, I think it was like a second or third, out the window on like the canopy above the window below them, like, you know, in movies, like Ratatouille or something. They find like a garbage bag, and they open it up, and there's like organs in there, like rotting organs, and they also find a Hello Kitty doll. It's very large. It's Hello Kitty with a mermaid tail, which is weird. But they open up the doll, and inside of Hello Kitty's head, they find a woman's head.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They find Fan Man Yi's head inside of Hello Kitty. And that's when they know. A crime has happened here.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
No.
No.
No. And you can find pictures of this doll before they cut it open.
We'll post it
to our Instagram.
Yeah, we'll post it. It's haunting.
I have never, like, seen it. I'm scared.
Like, few pictures. I have this weird thing. I like to look at crime scene pictures when I'm looking at cases and stuff. I know some people, they don't like to. I like to.
I do too.
I like them too.
This one gets to me. It's because the doll is sewn back up afterwards. So
I wonder if they kept it, like, as a trophy, like, on purpose. Like, they're like, they wanted to get rid of it, but they, like, one of them couldn't bring themselves to do it, so they, like, kept it.
Or was it just another way to torture her, or what was it? Like,
I feel like it has to be symbolic in some way, because she's, like, she doesn't know what's happening to her anymore, so, like, it was for them. It was not for her, it was for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Some way.
Yeah. it's bizarre, it's terrifying, it's creepy, it's awful. So they have these three men in custody, they begin questioning them, and they swear, they're like, oh, no, we didn't kill her, she died of a drug overdose.
And then we cut her head off and put in Hello Kitty.
Right. Yeah. Right. And there, you know, there's not much you can say to talk yourself out of that.
No.
But they give it their best go. They try. Police aren't really going for it because they have Afong's testimony. She tells them everything. She's given immunity to tell them everything, which I mean, she was so young. I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, and it's you feel sympathetic to a certain extent. She should absolutely be held accountable, but you know that there's more going into it than just.
But if she was truly if she truly regrets it and was happy about it, or was like went back happy that she went back about it, then she's going to live with the rest of her life knowing that she did that.
Right.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So she was given full immunity for her testimony, which she did give. And during the testimony, Fan's husband, he swears, just as the murderers swear that she died of a drug overdose, he swears she stopped using drugs before she gave birth to their son.
Oh.
So, unfortunately, there's nothing, there's really no body they can test. And it's the late 90s, things are not where they are now.
Right.
We don't know how she died. The jury did not know how she died. So, since they couldn't determine an exact cause of death, the jury did not convict any men with murder.
What?
No way.
Yeah. They were still sentenced to life in prison, but they have the possibility of parole.
What were their charges?
It doesn't actually say what probably exactly their charges were. Dismembering
a body?
Like, probably, it's most definitely because of the head, but, like, I want to know what the specific charges are.
Yeah, I know. And I'll try to find more. Maybe I can post it later. But I, from what I saw, it didn't really have exact convictions. Yeah.
That's just so upsetting. She never got justice.
Yeah. And these men, they were sentenced to prison with the possibility of parole in the year 2020.
Oh, no.
Wait. No, no, no.
Yes?
No.
It's like these people are possibly going to get let out, and everybody letting them out is knowing that they're capable of doing this again.
How old are they now, then?
Okay, so they probably were 34 in, like, the late 90s, so like in 50, 1999.
Don't ask me to do the math.
I mean, I'm 20, and I was born in 1999, so 54. Plus. Yeah.
They are, I mean, not in, like, the prime of their life, but they're definitely
they
not.
They still got a lot of
they're definitely
gas
capable.
Left in the system.
So, there's nothing out in the news right now for where they're at. But, they do have the possibility of parole.
Awesome.
Yeah. And then one interesting thing I found was in 2001, two movies were released that were inspired, very, very inspired by this case. They're called Human Pork Chop.
Oh.
And There Is a Secret in My Soup.
Oh no! What?
Where can you find these movies?
I tried to find them. I tried to find Human Pork Chop.
I need to find it.
And I could only find reviews about them, and they're not going to win any awards. They were very inspired by it, though. Like, it seems like almost to the T. They obviously sensationalized it, and they changed some major things about it, but
I found it.
You found the movie?
It's on YouTube.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I want to watch it.
I don't think I do either. there's a lot of weird videos under this, and I'm really not looking.
Yeah, and another thing that was inspired by this was season 4, episode 22 of Bones.
Oh, I watched that show. I was going to say, something about this sounded familiar, but I didn't know if it was that or...
It was very
loosely based. Oh, I used to watch that show so hard.
I remember when both of you watched it.
I used to love that show.
I used to watch it every morning while I was getting ready for school. And, like, in junior high, I would take straight up 2 hours to get ready for school because
I had
no self-confidence. So, so what I would do, I had that really, like, old, bulky, small TV in my room. I, like, had it on a chair, and I would sit on the floor and look at my mirror, and a couple feet behind me would be the TV.
Oh my God.
I would watch the reflection of it in my mirror while I was...
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty smart.
That's so funny.
Macy got the TV kicked out of our room, so...
Yeah, because you know what I was watching when I got it kicked out?
Figure skating.
Yeah, I was watching ice skating.
But mom and dad said only Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, and Cartoon Network, and you didn't listen.
Yeah, you're right. I just felt passionately about ice skating, I guess.
Yeah, shame on you.
Yeah, sorry.
Anyway.
So that was the frustrating and, like, it's resolved, but it feels unresolved.
Just because they didn't actually get charged for anything, and then they were let out.
Well, I don't know that they were let out. They just have the possibility.
But they're allowed to get out, which is bad enough.
Right. Wow, that was really good.
Yeah. Oh, I also wanted to mention my sources. I got most of it from good old Wikipedia and from Ranker, and it looks like another podcast did an episode on it. I read their post. I did not listen to that episode, but I probably will.
No,
but
it's probably good though, so you didn't like to do the same thing they did, you know? But it's good to mention.
The podcast was Talk Murder to Me. There you have the website talkmurder.com, and that's where I found the post about this case. And the post was great. So, yeah. So all of that really sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. Downer. Nice job.
I don't like it. It's called the Hello Kitty murder. That makes it really creepy.
I will put some pictures up of maybe the apartment and...
Do the doll. There's a picture of... Yep, do it.
And of the guys.
The guys.
And the victim, of course.
The victim, of course. Fan Mon Yi. Sorry if I'm saying that wrong. So...
Nice. That was good. Yeah. First solo episode. You did really well.
First solo,
I was nervous. I might have jumped around a bit, but...
You did good.
Yeah.
All right.
I am the mountain master of this podcast.
Okay, slow your roll.
Yeah.
We still got 2 more solo episodes to see who does that.
I'm so excited to hear your guys's.
I'm nervous.
Yeah. I've been... waiting. I have to make it longer, but I've been waiting to tell this one since for a long time.
Watch it be like Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, who is that?
Ever heard of him? So this one is one I've never heard of. Just kidding.
The Zodiac Killer. That's a good one, though. That's a good one.
That is a good
They're
one.
All good ones. It's just...
Yeah. Jock doesn't like true crime things, but he liked the Zodiac Killer movie.
It's a good movie. Mm. Oh, Robert Downey Jr. I don't know if that counts as a weird crush from before, but him.
That's not weird at all.
Oh my gosh,
that's
I love him.
That's not weird.
I love him.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. And Jake Gyllenhaal's in it too.
He looks like the lion from Madagascar. Don't like him.
So on another
note.
How did we get back to that?
Oh, on Robert Downey Jr. On another note, guys, we're still at 264 electoral votes for Biden.
Oh, I kept checking.
14.
Yep, 214 for Trump. Waiting on Nevada. And they're still at 75%.
I don't think we're going to get him until tomorrow, so.
No.
Yeah.
So,
we'll update you. No, we won't. Probably next week when we do an episode, we will.
Yeah.
Either all be in Canada together or.
Maya, I don't think you can do that with
your
job. Sorry.
That's okay.
Well, we still don't have an outro, do we?
Do-do-do-do-do!
I watch anime.
Whoa.
I'm not
Molly, do you want us to cut that out?
You want us to cut that out?
Maybe.
Maybe.